Here we go.
Yo, what's happening, world? It's your boy Jones, and we back. Music Jones Podcast, every Tuesday, all platforms. Easy.
Yo.
What's happening?
What up, man?
How's everything?
It's all good, man. You know, trying to get everything going, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I might talk about that later.
He was working pretty hard. Got to the studio and shit. Yeah. But, you know, how's your week?
It was cool, you know.
Yeah, we going to get into a couple things we experienced this week, too.
Yeah.
Wallet's not here. I'm sorry. June ain't here this week.
Shout out to Wallet June.
Probably trapping it out. Yep. But we got a guest. Not new to the podcast world, but new to the Music Jones Podcast. And my guy Reggie.
I appreciate y'all for having me on.
What's going on, brother? How's everything?
Everything's good, man. Everything's good.
Don't worry. Tell my listeners a little bit about yourself.
Man, my name's Reggie. I live right here in Florence, man. Okay. I'm active in the community. Listen, I love music.
Oh yeah.
I like talking to people and like sports or whatever, you know, I'm trying to do anything I can to get the young folks to come together, man.
Oh man.
I'm all about togetherness.
That's big.
All about that.
Cause we don't even talk to these little fuckers.
FBK. Right.
Right. These little hooks are disrespectful.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, man, they so disrespectful.
Reggie came on. I'm a Capricorn.
You originally from Florence?
Not from Hemingway, man.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Been here about 6 years.
Okay, so, that's what's up.
I moved around a little bit.
Y'all got a nickname for Hemingway?
Ah, man.
Y'all call it The Way or something like that. Hey, man, when you come back to The Way or something
Man, I don't know, man.
You know, y'all ain't got no nickname?
Yeah.
Man, they might got one now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. These young folk go give them a nickname. Yeah. We from Dollar Town.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah. It got renamed in what, 2009?
Right, that was 2009? Right.
2008 or 2009.
Right. Okay.
Well, 7 or 8.
Because it was just D-Town.
Yeah, it was just D-Town. Then it got renamed to Dollar Town after the infamous heist.
Right. But, so, yeah, I mean Darlington, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But shout out to the boys, man. 9.8.
Shout out to that.
Boys, come home soon, man. The boy got like 3 more years.
That's crazy.
Up, man. Yeah, man. But yeah, man, you just want to have a guest. First thing we do is...
I should have told him.
You should have told him.
Nah, you should have.
I'm glad you did, because that makes it all more interesting. We always ask, I guess, the top five.
Top five what?
Favorite artists, any genre.
Oh.
Rappers, hip hop, R&B, whatever. Yeah. Your top five.
Oh, I can eat that up.
Okay. Let's see what you got.
My top five artists is whatever genre. KRS-One.
Okay.
KRS-One. Now can I go like?
It don't have to be in order.
As a group. As one?
You can put a group in.
Okay, Wu-Tang Clan.
Okay.
Cheating.
Yeah, I'm cheating on that one. Wu-Tang Clan, LL Cool J.
Mm-hmm.
Mary J. Blige.
Ooh.
Nah, that's three.
That's four? Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, this is going to be hard, man.
It always gets tough at the last
one. It's just a couple of them, man. Because you can't say anybody in the top five. I'm going to go with Tupac, man.
Reggie look 34. Yeah. But those answers gave 55.
Yeah, thanks, though. Thanks. Thanks. Thanks for the compliment.
Reggie started out with KRS-One.
Listen.
They start putting a middle image in their head about how old Reggie was.
Listen,
but I tell you what, my
Grand
friend.
Pooba.
My friend, if she's looking,
yeah,
She needed to hear. I like the fact that you said that because she needed to hear that too.
Yeah.
Yo, KRS-One stay in my top five.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Most definitely.
Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
Ghostface, Ghostface always somewhere close around.
Always, always.
Right. LL is a new one. We hadn't heard that one a lot, but I totally understand why.
Yeah, man.
Because a lot of people, like late 80s, early 90s, L was that dude.
Yeah, he was.
He was that dude, you know what I'm saying? And he's about to be celebrating the 30th for his for the Mr. Smith album in a couple
weeks. Is that doing hats like a Sharks fan though?
Right.
Is that one? They call me Big Ellie?
No, it's
With Loving You on it?
I shot your remix.
Before.
Hey Lover.
Okay, that's the one I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because that came out in like 95.
95. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's coming up. I got that video on a tape.
Matter of fact,
that's next week. Okay.
I'm here to talk about that today. Since we got LL. Yeah, I'm going to add Mr. Smith to the. To the list, but yeah, that's one of my favorite albums by L, Mr. Smith album. But dope top five. Mary J. Blige is always gonna be like, what's the 411, Share My World, My Life.
Yeah.
Those three fucking albums.
Yeah, always.
Her and Diddy did some shit together though.
Right. Exactly.
Like they did some great fucking music together, man. So
she got a new album too, man.
Yeah, I
love it. I listen to it. It's been a little minute though.
See, after Drunk Mary. And Casey, then when she got the new dude, she was just fine. And
right.
See, Jones, right now, you bring a hateration.
Yeah.
In this dancery. We don't need that.
We need some holleration, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so the dude left her.
Uh-huh.
I hadn't really listened to nothing she made after that.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what type of time she on now. But I might listen to this new album.
You want her to be a crackhead forever?
No. She did stop.
Well, after
she
left KC. What are you saying, Jones?
The music, like, Good Morning Gorgeous, like.
You ain't like that?
No, it was dope.
That should be your alarm for you. You wake up next to your wife.
Yeah.
Good morning, gorgeous.
Yeah, she still got that voice, man.
And I still be sleep, man. She wakes up. But as far as KRS-One, we just covered his he just celebrated the 30th anniversary of his self-titled album, KRS-One, that had All Yeah and MC's Act Like They Don't Know.
Right.
One of my favorite albums by that dude of all time. Like that's one I let play from beginning to end. I don't skip nothing. He called himself the teacher. He's just gonna always hold that place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
In
my heart.
He's still that.
When it comes to rap. Even I'm talking about all these years later. So I totally get that, Reggie. But that's a dope ass list, you know.
Yeah, he's still the teacher, man.
Yeah, and as far as Tupac, they trying to give everybody the new Tupac label.
Like who?
NLE Chopper.
Oh, because he did that video.
Yeah.
They say that song hard. I didn't really listen to it, but
Did you
listen to the whole thing?
He's a performer. I can't get past his antics in it.
Did you listen to the song? They say he was dissing
Young
YB. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why I really don't want to listen to it.
Why? Because you like YB?
No, because like, what you dissing him for now?
Well, he's saying he like tearing down the community, leading the kids in a bad path and that kind of stuff.
And you wait till now.
I think they been beefing.
Yeah, but he just did this major tour.
I mean, I don't know.
500,000 tickets sold or some shit.
I don't know.
I mean,
you think he hate?
Absolutely. That's how I look at it.
He the new Tupac. What are you talking about?
Who?
This dude said he.
Who's the new Tupac?
He's sexually fluid, man.
That's what he said.
All that type of shit.
Who's the new Tupac?
And he said he got dudes that like him, man. NLE Chopper.
NLE Chopper.
Yeah, they trying to label him the one size labeling him as, or he's making all these videos and imitating Pac. I think it's imitation.
So he made more than one.
he be doing these dance routines and shit now, man. They be all,
I just seen the one where he had to hit, was it Hit Him Up Beat?
Yeah. Like, I don't know what his angle is, but they've been calling YoungBoy this generation's Tupac. So I'm confused.
I don't know if Tupac had it like YoungBoy got it.
No, he ain't had no following like that. Yeah. He had the Thug Life people, but
yeah,
it wasn't nothing like niggas standing up in his concerts crying tears and shit.
At Tupac?
No, at YoungBoy. Yeah. These YoungBoys be in there crying, man.
He not the new Tupac. He the first YB.
Right. I'm talking about that, boy. That's some emotional shit. You hear a young man cry in your concert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But his music like that, though.
Yeah, see, that's why I can't listen
his
to
music
shit.
Like that, though.
I ain't, man. All that sad shit, man.
Yeah.
Too much other shit going on.
He will shoot you in your chest, too, though.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. He'll wet you.
Yeah, he'll wet you. Shoot you in your chest, I'll wet you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Shout out to them YoungBoys, man. Yeah. Whatever they beefing about or whatever it is, I hope they figure that shit out.
Right. Yeah.
Because there ain't no point in that shit.
They probably won't ever be in the same place.
Probably won't. I hope not, because YB got FC Sickleman.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, look at here. It's over after that. Mm-hmm. It is over. Mm. Did get an email.
Okay.
Shout out to Cheryl.
Cheryl.
I gotta get Cheryl on the show, man.
Yeah.
Don't curb your enthusiasm.
Oh, that's strong. That was my show right there.
What's up, Jonesy? 100 miles and running B. Racing at work.
Oh, I did. I would beat them niggas in the foot race.
And June Bug. She called Wally June Bug. June's voice sounds like he goes to late night. This won't be long. I just want to give kudos to you on your enthusiasm. It is unmatched. I love the music energy.
Mm-hmm.
Jay and Ye in a versus would be stupid.
Is it good stupid?
Yeah. Oh, okay. She mean a good stupid. You know, I can't even call people. It because both of them niggas got joints on top of joints. We had this conversation last week. I still give Jay the slight edge. I still give Jay. If Jay and Kanye was to have a versus, who do you think would win?
Jay and Kanye. I'm gonna go with Jay.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with Jay.
You watch the versus?
Do you watch
some of it?
Yeah,
I watch some of it.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, Jay's my guy, man. I'd rather go with Jay with that.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a little better rapper.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
You think he got the songs to stand up against Kanye's
songs?
Yeah,
he does. He does.
I think so, too.
I don't think Kanye's really...
Wallace said it's a landslide, didn't it?
What, but for with Jay?
Yeah.
Until we started playing them songs.
Until we started playing them songs. He started backing up a little bit. He said Jay win.
It'll be real close, though. But I think they'll get him doing the end. They'll get him.
Yeah. It would be one hell of a show.
Right.
Can you say break the internet? It definitely would break the internet.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think it will ever happen. We know it won't.
Yeah, probably not.
Oh, by the way, Best of Both Worlds was a dope album. Sorry, B, but facts is facts.
But that was Jay-Z and Kanye, right?
No, that was Jay-Z and Robert.
And Robert, okay.
Right. We have to call him Robert right here because
child molester.
The child molester.
Oh, boy.
She says, I can't condone his foul shit, but I played the hell out of that CD.
I bet you did, Cheryl. Poison.
I was at work listening, and when you played Geeked Up, I instantly got hyped. That song will forever be the shit. I'm starting to see spaceships so baby. If they release it again, it would be crazy with these YS. I think these young niggas probably would like that shit. That Geeked Up shit,
I mean,
come on, I get the spin in the middle of that damn right. Floor. Both of them be looking at me crazy, man.
Yeah. Looking at me crazy. Yeah, I forgot who sang that, man. What song was that?
It's on D4L album.
Oh, yeah.
Fable. Yeah, Fable.
Most people know the remix.
Yeah, a lot of you with him and Jeezy. Right. Yeah, him and Jeezy made the song really go crazy.
Right.
But the original song, man, and I don't know if people really, like, listen to it. But boy, he was high as a motherfucker, man. He was high as shit. He was talking about getting high. And that's what we used to call it when motherfuckers on the pills and shit. That nigga geeked up. And that's just what it was, man. Big L's joining straight. Mass Appeal Records is really doing it big. And I love that for him and the real music love.
I love the album. I got it.
Yeah.
I downloaded it. But I like the song with him and Nas.
Yeah. Nas is doing it for the old niggas.
Right, he is.
And I appreciate him for that.
Yeah, that's because
They always say, like, rap is the only genre that don't have old people act. We don't got no old
But who, what other genres got old people act? I mean, all of them old people still perform.
Like, nigga, Oz perform till he died.
But, I mean, rap niggas can perform till they
die. Yeah, a lot of them done came back, though. I know, Big Daddy but, came. They touring now.
But the thing is, like, the motherfuckers, they keep making music, too.
Right.
But they always tell rappers, nigga, you too old to be rapping.
Nah, never.
That's what they were saying.
Yeah, they were saying that, though.
But who was the they, though?
The young niggas that was rapping.
Right.
I think they need to stop listening to them.
Yeah, they say it was a young man's sport.
Nah.
I don't believe the young man's sport part about it, because if you can rap, you can rap.
You can rap. Mm-hmm. And now they paved the way, though.
It just depends on if your people buying it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, the only reason we know you two still made that last album because they put it on everybody's iPhone.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, well, but now I should have been in my top five. Man, I don't know how I forgot that.
Yeah, he.
Man,
he stay hovering around him.
But we gonna go five and a half with Nas.
So he a half.
Yeah. Well, he's part of that top five. So I got to put him in there, man.
5B.
I got to put him
in there. You should take the whole thing off. Like, everybody.
I got to say all of them, man. For me.
Every last one of them.
I got to say all of them, man. Because I followed them ever since
they
started. You know, so I got to say
all of them. The woo is the woo, B.
Because you got to admit now, they are better. To me, they are better when they perform together. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
true.
I love that grimy street music. I must have been a drug dealer in my former life. Cheryl Wild. Cheryl, but being on the show with her and listening to the shit that she used to look like, she was talking about songs and how they, I was like, God damn, like, who are you?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, damn. Because we did the top five, our five favorite hip-hop beats on this show.
Oh, okay.
And boy, she came out with some. I was like, what the fuck you know about this? Like, right. I was like, God damn. Like, I was totally shocked.
Yeah.
Right.
She listened to that shit. Right. She listened to all the shit we listened to, man.
Yeah.
My email was not supposed to be this long, LOL. I enjoyed the show as always. Keep the vibe going. Sincerely, Cheryl Torres. Appreciate it, Cheryl. I got to have a good topic for them. I need to try to stomp Cheryl. One time, I need to try to stomp her. I don't know where I could go or what I could.
She listened to everything?
Everything, dog. Everything. Might not. Nah, Southern shit, I probably could get her.
Yeah.
But as far as New York shit, anything up north,
she don't listen to no Chance Drugs.
Yeah, she probably know all that shit. French Montana. I know she listen to French.
Yeah. It's kind of rare for a woman.
Yeah,
though.
Man. Speaking of French, I meant to say this on the show last week. Max B was released from prison.
He recorded last week. He got released this week, right?
No, last week. The week before. Like that Thursday before.
Before you recorded?
Yeah.
Because he was at the game that Sunday. That
he did all the, and French set it out for him. Like, jewelry, money, like.
Was he good like that?
Like Doogie always said, he was the wave guard. They credited him with a lot of that movement. With the dress, with the fashion, and he was doing a lot of writing for back in the day. He was on the mixtapes and shit.
How about him and Jim Jones? Why they beefing?
Jimmy ain't beefing?
Is that really a beef, though?
Yeah, Jimmy beefing with everybody.
Is that
he said some shit after he got it. He said, fuck Max B. I mean,
yeah, because what I'm thinking, take it back to what Doogie said, Max B had something to do with Ballin'.
Oh, the song?
Yeah. If I ain't mistaken, I think Max B wrote some of that. Or wrote the hook. Oh, he didn't, yeah, some shit like that.
But wasn't he in jail when Ballin' came up?
I think he might have been.
I don't know.
But they gave him 75.
And he only did 17.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They gave him 75 and he ain't even seen 30 like French said. Nigga wasn't even 30, yo. But he out. And we'll see what the wave God got for the streets. I want to see if he still, well, I know he still can rap because he's on Wiz Khalifa album.
Right.
He did a verse on the Cushion Orange Juice 2 that came out in April.
He did it from jail?
Mm-hmm. It sounded pretty good, too. Yeah, so I know he still can rap.
Oh, he was in jail for 17 years.
For a robbery gone wrong.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He went to rob somebody. They got into it, fighting over the gun, and he shot and killed him.
Wow.
Oh, they were robbing him.
No, he was robbing some. Yeah.
I don't remember Max B from back in the day.
Though. Yeah, a lot of people don't because he was more behind the scenes. If you would have been watching them Smack DVDs right. and shit like that, you would have, you know.
I don't remember.
I was never a big mixtape nigga.
Right.
So I missed a whole lot of that shit.
Right.
Like Wayne was about the only mixtape I was really listening to back then.
I had a lot of mixtapes.
And Fabulous. Them was the only two like niggas I was listening to mixtape wise.
Yeah, I heard of him, but never really heard of rap.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Cheryl. Outkast, forgot to talk about this last week, was inducted into the...
Did we? I thought we mentioned it.
No, we didn't, because I went straight into Good and Mob, and I was supposed to do that, because 30 years after they stood on that stage at the Source Awards and said the South got something to say... They was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Then, on top of that, after that, 30 years ago, after they said that shit, Good Mobs dropped Soul Food a month after they said that shit on stage. And Soul Food, we just gave that all the high praise in the world last week. That's one of the greatest fucking albums ever created.
Mm-hmm.
And that just was the beginning of what the South had to say. And the shit that they talked about in that album, we talked about how it's still relevant today.
Mm-hmm.
And how they trying to get into the new world order and run shit like putting chips in people. And
right.
Like they was talking about all this shit in 95. But Outkast, you know, they all Dungeon Family. And Thought Process is on that album, Outkast, Big Boy and 3000 went crazy on that shit. But Outkast made it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. As a group from Atlanta that was not respected at all. And them boys got booed on the stage and 3000 said, and I'll go stand by this until I leave this earth. When 3000 told the motherfucker, yeah, I'm so tired of these small-minded folk, man. And goddamn, man, the South got something to say.
Yeah,
it was like everybody in the South was watching that shit, and the switch just came on because from that fucking moment on till now, the South has goddamn not missed a fucking beat, and they took over in different areas every fucking time.
Right.
Outkast, you had Outkast, Good Mob, then you had Lil Jon, then you had
D4L,
Snap Music, then you had Travis Porter now. They had they run, then you had Migos. Like I'm talking about, they just kept fucking going, and right. then after Migos, it was Lil Baby, that run, 21 Savage, like you know what I'm saying? Them niggas just they always found or they kept Future. Mm-hmm. Future had a fucking incredible fucking run. Yeah. And still running.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, one shout out to Outkast because they was the beginning to all of that.
And that just really Atlanta.
Yeah.
That ain't even like the whole side.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. That just Atlanta. They took that goddamn torch and they ran and they fucking ran and they still running with it, man.
Right.
And they call Atlanta the Motown of the South. And it's not just rap that's coming out of Atlanta. It's R&B. It's right. all kind of shit that's coming mm-hmm. out, man. Right. So right. shout out to Outkast, man. I just wish we could get one more album.
Man, Dre don't even perform. No
I
more.
Know, man. He didn't even perform at the mm-hmm. at the inauguration shit. Mm. I mean, the induction shit. But Big Boy, of course. Big Boy just...
He gonna always just...
You yeah. know what I'm saying? He'll perform. Right. That's just what he do. Mm-hmm. And... Over the years, like Big Boy, they always talk about Big Boy. Big Boy always held his own to me. On all songs, every mm-hmm. album, Big Boy always held his fucking own, right. man. 3000 was 3000, but Big Boy was still Big Boy.
Yeah, he did.
And there's some of them songs where Big Boy got the hardest verse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You just gotta, you know, it's all in what you're hearing.
Right.
But shout out to Outkast, man. Nas and Preem coming out, dropping in December. You looking forward to that, Brandon? I'm sorry.
Nas on Preem
beats has always been like magic.
Fire.
Always been like.
Always been
it's
fire.
Just always. I don't give a fuck what song it was.
What it gonna be? What is? They got a title for it?
I didn't see a title for it yet.
I don't think they got a title for it. They got a. It's a song.
I just hope, I hope it lives up to what we've been waiting for 30 years.
Mm.
Cause they
30 years?
They were supposed to do an album in the 90s together mm-hmm. and never did it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they talked about doing this album forever, man. Right. And when Guru died, like Preem always just did
beats for everybody.
Beats for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Right, he did.
Christina Aguilera, she had a double CD came out like, 03, 04.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But Preem did most of the album.
Mm-hmm.
Shit was fucking crazy.
Right.
Like, Preem did some hard games.
I know he got a lot of money off of that one.
Yeah, I know he did too, because some of them beats was tough as shit.
Yeah, he done did a lot of music.
Yeah, Preem been around for a long time, man. But I am definitely waiting on that to drop.
I think Nas and Kanye it's
about time for Nas and Kanye to do something else, because they ain't do nothing since Fast Life.
Right.
Yeah, so that would be be pretty interesting. Kanye stay in around my top five somewhere.
Yeah,
too.
they got to get Preem and Pete Rock on the beach.
Yeah,
at least Preem, and then you can slide the RZA mm-hmm. in there.
Yeah,
you know, one or two songs.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, RZA don't never get his credit, but that's another topic for another day.
Yeah.
Cardi B had the baby.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
So
Offset said, "Nigga, that my baby."
I mean, technically it is.
Yeah, that's some wild shit, right?
Because she's still married. I wonder how he gonna play it.
I'm trying to figure that out. He been trying to get her for half of the dough.
I think he got a lot. Didn't he get some bread from her already?
I don't know if it went.
Either way, she threw.
Yeah.
She threw.
Yeah.
I mean, no matter what he did cheating with
her. You got to come out of the pocket.
You got a whole baby.
Yeah, you got to pay. Mm. But under the law, the fact she's married, it's his kid. Mm-hmm. Him, you know.
But Stephon got like two other ones. Like popping all the way on the list. Even
those.
Wow, that boy.
Yo.
That's a mess with Cardi B, though. I couldn't. I wouldn't want to deal with her though. She ain't my type of chick.
Man. Yeah, but see,
I respect her music and whatnot.
Offset, the shit about that kills me is he was doing that cheating and shit. She would have fucked the chicks too,
right?
That dude's act. You ain't have to like niggas that have that ability. To have that type of situation,
they always go extra.
Oh God,
they always go extra.
Why? Man. Well, you got a woman ready, willing, able to do anything you want to do. When it comes to that type of shit, she winning.
Yep. She winning.
Why?
A lot of times they set the ground rules and be like, "Well, just don't holler at her when I ain't there."
Exactly. Yeah.
I know somebody personally who had something like that.
Dog.
They was like, "Well,
I know a few.
If you want a day like that, you can have a day with her."
Right.
But the woman to be like, and I'm going to have my day with her too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's all good. You need it. Sometimes you need a rest.
Sometimes you need that. You know what I'm saying? But these niggas, like, these dudes, all the, these dudes all the money, like damn, but hell if you have both of them at the same time, what's better than that?
Ain't nothing better than that. There's a third one coming in, everybody.
Yeah, like, goddamn.
Sometimes, you know, sometimes I need all the help I can get.
Oh, shit, right. Help me out.
Second person come in and do a little bit of heavy lifting.
I'm going to go ahead and give me some water.
Get in this corner right here and rehydrate.
Yeah, I'm going to drink me some water.
Get my electrolytes back up.
Chill out, you know, like, goddamn. But it be them niggas, like, with all this money that just be doing the dumbest shit.
Exactly.
Now, you trying to get her to pay you, because she went and had a baby, but you had bitches on top of business.
My world-class athlete.
Yeah.
You can't come back from that.
Yeah, like, no, nigga.
Right.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's a crazy situation.
What if that ain't Stefan baby?
Ooh, what if it is Offset baby?
That's crazy.
What if it was, like, what if it's really his kid?
But she, I'm pretty sure they knew they were. That he know that ain't his baby for real though.
I want to see the kid.
I mean, what? But him and Stefan both black.
Yeah,
I mean black.
Nigga black.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Like, where your papers?
I don't know, man. I don't know. That shit just weird to me. Them rich niggas, how them rich niggas operate.
Yeah, Stefan works.
He's
she's super famous.
Yeah, he got about 6 or 7 kids, right?
Yeah, and he got 3 on the way at the same time, right?
Two
left.
Well, one left. Well, he might have 2 left.
2 left,
that's
one left.
Be born. Maybe 1 or 2. But they, you know it. And that's a part of living that life. Like, they gonna know all your business because.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Shorty over there mad because now all they talking about is you and Cardi, baby. But I'm having your baby too, nigga. I want some lines.
And I want to say that lady look good too.
Yeah.
I would have got somebody else. But I would have got somebody else though.
You know them girls like them pretty men, man. You know he a pretty nigga.
He is.
Yeah, he be wearing all, he a fashionista.
Boy, I thought you was about to say another F word, bro.
Nah. But you know he be at the Met Gala and all the wild shit. He be they be dressing like, well, I mean, he into that fashion shit.
Right.
Yeah. Like wearing stacked heels and bell bottoms.
Do?
Yeah,
nigga be wearing bell bottoms and stuff like that.
Wear all that wild shit. Yo, pocketbooks and shit.
Oh, word.
Yeah. They love that shit.
He is young too though.
Yeah, them chicks love that shit though.
It's weird, man.
They love them to get money niggas that have their pocketbook on. You know?
Oh
man. More baby stuff. Pusha T came out and said that he don't help his wife with none of the baby stuff.
I mean, some people, if she let him get down like that, that's on him.
And it's like y'all reporting this shit. Why?
I mean, maybe he said it in an interview.
He more likely he did. Yeah. But my thing is, if he a man and he on tour, he doing all, when he get home, he chilling. Now, as far as changing Pampers and feeding the baby and shit, he probably don't do none of that. Because that ain't his thing. This is his first kid.
But I mean, that's just him, though. But I don't think it need to be blown out of proportion.
Yeah, like, but.
This is good click, baby.
Yeah, nigga, I got 3 kids. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Trey Lightly.
I do.
Trey Lightly.
I do. So I did some of that festive shit.
Festive?
Yeah, I did some of the festive shit, but all that other festive shit I wasn't around for.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you wasn't around for? Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't around.
I thought you meant like you just don't do it.
No. No, boy, I not see. When it came to changing Pampers, it was a hit or miss. Depends on it was they did the 1 or the 2.
Oh, you want to do 1 or 2?
It depends on how bad it was.
Wow.
Because sometimes that shit, you put right in that shit all like that shit, nigga. Now you got a whole other issue to deal with.
Right, yeah.
Well, I'm talking about, man, I just might be the
one. Oh, you got a weak stomach.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
I don't think I could do it either.
Nigga, that shit used to have me gagging like a motherfucker. Hell yeah, but I did all that, you know, putting them to sleep, feeding them. Like, I did all that festive shit. But the pamper changing, it was, you got it. Sometimes, you know. But, you know, just a little pee-pee in the thing, you know, I get.
Real quick.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, if that's they, if that's like their agreement or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Then
yeah.
Right.
They're understanding.
Yeah, but see, you know, you should know I did that festive shit. Hell, I cut umbilical cords and shit, man. You know what I'm saying?
But I mean, if she want the help and he's just not going to do it, then that's different. Totally different.
But I'm sure they got a nanny.
Maybe not.
Shit, I'm sure they
maybe not.
They got a nanny.
She got to work.
Her mom there.
She probably do it herself.
Her mom there helping. Somebody helping her.
Maybe not.
Shit, somebody helping.
Because I doubt she work.
Probably don't. But shout out to Pusha T, man. That was pretty funny to me. I was like, shit, well, a lot of niggas don't. A lot of niggas don't do it. Like, you know what I'm saying? A lot of men don't. They don't do the pimple change and feeding and getting up in the middle of the night.
I think it's the other way around. I think it's more do it than don't do it.
Probably more than not. But still, I mean, that just ain't something we equipped with.
Right.
What you mean?
We not equipped with that shit.
It's nurturing.
Yeah, we ain't equipped with that nurturing shit.
How nurturing you got to be to change a goddamn diaper?
It's pretty damn nurturing.
You just can't. It ain't a chunk of wood, but you just fop, fop, fop. You ever seen?
I think to do it often, though.
Till the motherfucker start pissing on you.
You ever seen a woman change a diaper?
Yeah.
They ain't nurturing at all.
Shit. That's what they do.
Fop, fop, fop. They flipping just, that baby around all quick and shit.
A lot of them do it fast because they don't want the baby to pee again.
Yeah, that's all it is. You got to get fast with it.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Other than that.
Because little boys got them spray it up. God, man. Wildest shit ever. But yeah, man, shout out to Pusha, man. You just keep making that goddamn, you just keep that cocaine rap going, man. And we good.
Him and Stefan be stepping behind each other at the damn fashion show because he be dressing kind of wild.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Right. But Pusha always been into that fashion shit.
It was a time when he was wearing big
But that was fashion to us back then. Like
right. You know what I mean, John.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but yeah, now he wear, you know, the short sets and with the high socks and the dress shoes and shit. Louis shit.
They trying to make that work.
They try.
LeBron can't get it to work. Nobody can get it to work.
That
was when he got mad at that press conference to walk out with that pocketbook.
Yeah, with that pocketbook.
Put his glasses on, put that pocketbook.
And haul ass. Oh, shit.
He gave the press the silent treatment.
Put his pocketbook up over his shoulder and shit, man. Fuck out of here.
I can't do no pocketbooks, man.
Nah, that's
I can't.
I got one for fishing.
Oh, like a little man bag?
Got a camo
a book bag
that I wear when I go fishing.
A book bag or a briefcase.
Right. I keep my book bag, but when I go fishing, I have to, you know, keep my little BB pistol in the joint, and I put it across my front in case I see a snake or something.
Bro, that's a man bag, though. Pocketbook, totally different.
Nice purse.
Yeah, it's
a merce.
It's a merce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Embrace it.
Yeah.
Don't try to save him. Reggie, don't try to save George.
I mean,
it's a fishing merce, though.
Yeah.
I wear it in the woods.
So a fishing merce is different than a fashion merce.
Absolutely. I ain't got nothing in there but goddamn hooks and tackle and shit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for admitting that you got a merce.
Nigga, it's a fishing bag.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's in the car. I'm gonna show you this shit.
What you mean a merce?
I'm gonna show it to you. You tell me like, ah.
He was eating.
This nigga is stupid.
You slay. Yeah. Nah, fuck with you.
The Book of Hov.
Okay.
Coming out
again?
No, it's not for sale.
It been out.
Oh, really? They just
it's
I
like
just
it's like $2,000 or some shit.
Oh, really?
Book that shit high as fuck.
Jay-Z? Yeah. Uh huh. Do you remember the exhibit they did at the library?
Yeah.
I think did they just put all that in a book?
Yeah, they put it's a big book.
Yeah.
Some of the blue shit.
Uh huh.
Yeah, that been out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. My complex must be old.
Couple thousand dollars.
For a book.
But it's like big and it's got a lot of shit in it.
Right.
Oh, so that's what the next generation gonna think was the Bible.
No, not at all.
The next generation.
I wish I could have went to that exhibit.
Though. I wanted to go too.
Did High Star go? I can't remember if he said he went or not.
I saw a couple people that went on social media. I know him personally.
I want to say he said he went. Yeah.
Right. But yeah, man. Is there anything left for Hov to do besides a versus?
Get that damn casino.
I mean, well, you know who they let get the casino first.
It wasn't the same place though. So.
I know, but you know, Nas, like that dude's in so much shit. He's just involved in a lot of shit. Right?
There's a tweet, a video. Remember that girl Tasha K that Cardi B sued. Uh-huh. So she put a video. I was like, Jay-Z don't got the money like that. Whatever, and blah blah blah. But it was like Nas liked the video. So that made it a thing. You know what I'm saying? I was like, damn.
Nas take a shot.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Hey.
Old niggas need to learn how to work the internet now because people can see that you liked it now, Nas.
I mean, shit. But is it that Jay didn't have the money or they just didn't want to do business with Jay because they just didn't want
to? No, it ain't got nothing to do with the.
That's what I was thinking.
The casino like that. It was just like, she was saying, like, he don't got the money. People think like he move money around this and that, like to make it look like he got it. Like now, this is the dumb part. She was like, he got $50 million of equity out of his house, so he could do something with it or whatever. Like he don't really got the cash like that. It's all in stuff. You know what I'm saying? We sounded kind of stupid.
Yeah, but she sounded real dumb.
Yeah.
So you mean to tell me that this is the thing that Jay got it? What interview was that? Bleak that did the interview about him having the draw full of money in the room and shit.
Yeah, it was Bleak, but that was back in like the 90s or 80s.
You think that shit stops once you get legal money? You goddamn, you worse with it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? That's somebody probably got a room in his crib like that with just money in it.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, it's very possible.
Or stuff. Just or paintings just, and all
you know what I'm saying?
There.
Like, these motherfuckers just be on the internet just talking.
Just talking.
That's all, man.
And did she pay Cardi yet? Why she talking that dumb problem. Shit?
I think she do her shit like in
Yo, she Africa making payments. Yeah, she making payments. Yeah, she got to pay that. That's why you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. So.
Yeah. I can't believe she's still talking.
Yeah, like, but I mean, that's what she got to do. She trying to recoup some of that money back. She got to pay Cardi.
Right.
Did she try to file bankruptcy or some shit so she wouldn't have to pay him?
She did something.
She did some wild shit. Moved her money somewhere
to
or something.
Africa or something like that. Someplace in Africa or something like that.
Yeah, man. Motherfucker on the internet just talking, man. Just fucking talking. What else did I see this week? It wasn't a lot this week. Just
Not with music. Oh, Wale dropped it.
Wale did drop. He was on Joe.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, he did. He was on Joe. I got to go watch that. But Wale got a song. Matter of fact, I'm glad you said that. I just heard it last night. Let me see. I took a picture of the name of it so you could play it. But he sampled the chick Guapale.
Oh yeah.
And when I heard it, I was like, hell yeah.
They Wale. Did, that beat though, they could have did a little more to
did,
the beat.
Yeah. It, but it sounds
that's on the new album. Like, I forgot the name of it though.
I'm gonna tell you the name Belly? Of the song.
Is God it Belly? Damn it. No, that ain't it.
The name of the song is Watching Us, featuring Leon Thomas.
I thought they could have put a little bit more bass or something. Mm-hmm. Little,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah. They should have. They sped it up a little bit. Closer to my dream. That's my shit. Yo. I love that fucking song, bro.
You say Leon Thomas. What's his name?
Leon Thomas.
That's the guy who got the. That's the dude who got the song. I'm a dog, I'm a mother, I'm a butt. You never heard that song? You heard this song before. That song for John.
I'm gonna be playing this Wale shit for the next week or so. I know that.
I know you heard this song before, John. You know you Jones, you heard this song before.
Let me see.
I'm about to play it. Hold up. They play it all over the place. You never heard this before?
I'm trying to think. Let me hear.
This dude, he was an act on like the Disney Channel or something like that. Nickelodeon or something.
I heard of him. I just don't think I heard this song. She said, take your time. Oh. I heard this
song. I like that song.
Mm-hmm. I'm about to say, I know you heard this song.
I forgot who sang it, though.
Right. Leon Thomas.
Oh, Leon Thomas.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he probably produced that other song, too, because he do his own production and stuff, too. Right. So. That Wale song.
That shit right there, man.
That beat song. That beat hard. He got some shit.
So I need to check out the new Wale.
It's all right.
It
ain't all that. It's all right.
Lyrically, what is lyrics hitting for?
A little straight, but you know.
Yeah.
Nigga, I work a hard day, ain't trying to figure out no damn. Niggas writing poems and shit. You come to, I want to hear a haiku.
Right.
This nigga got a soliloquy and shit.
Oh, shit. Hey, man, CeeLo, we got to, I give CeeLo credit for the first one ever on a song. He did that shit on Fighting, on Soul Food album. They took the beat out. He was like, and he just did it like spoken word. And man, CeeLo was just different all the way back then, man. Because when I left here last week, told y'all I fell into all that shit. Even fucking Prodigy. I listened to HNIC, right?
The new one?
No, the old one. Nigga, Young Black Entrepreneur. I forgot BG was in that shit.
Oh, BG?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was on the album.
I forgot BG was in that song.
Doogie?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about him and Prodigy. That shit was tough too, because he had a verse. Like Prodigy did his verse, BG did the hook, then did his verse. And like the song was just fucking dope. So I was listening to that shit on 20 last week, man. And that shit, I was like, I forgot Baby Gangsta was on this motherfucker.
What year that came out?
2000.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So. Shout out to GG on that. Niggas like that was after Juvenile jumped on the.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, after Jay jumped on the hot shit.
Yeah.
So for Prodigy to go get BG and do that, that was big at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot all about that shit. But yeah, man, that album was tough. I listened to more songs than I, you know, but it had some shit on it. That motherfucker had some shit on it. All right, we're going to go on back in the day real quick, digging these crates. 10 years, we're going to start at 10, B.
All right.
Jadakiss has dropped top 5 Dead or Alive. Wasn't one of his best albums, but it was a decent album.
That was like a mixtape album, right? Top 5 Dead or Alive?
Uh-huh. He did an album like that in 2015.
I think I heard some of it. It was all right.
Yeah.
It was all right.
I'm trying to remember the song that really came off that motherfucker that we would remember.
I don't even see that album on here. Oh, no, here we go.
Top 5 Dead or Alive. I thought it was a mixtape or something.
I never listened to this. Sorry, Kiss.
I bought this shit.
Of course you did.
I did buy this shit.
Shout out to Jadakiss.
Yeah. Shout out to my. Shout out to him.
You ain't got nothing. Shout out to Jadakiss.
I bought this shit though. I still got this motherfucker too. That's when I was buying every fucking thing still. Because not long after that, they stopped selling CDs.
You say this was 10 years ago?
Mm-hmm. 15 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Nicki Minaj dropped Pink Friday.
Mm.
And I would have to say, I don't know if this her best album, but to me, it probably was the best one, the one I liked the most. It had
this right here,
"Moment for Life." Yeah, this one of the toughest songs. Like, she raps, her rapping on this shit is top fucking tier. Cause it ain't no sex shit in it. Mm-hmm. She ain't talking about none of that. Mm-hmm. She just rapping about life, about right. shit, about her, about what she want, what she got going on.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like that. Most of her songs got sex shit in it. Like, mm-hmm. man, I ain't trying to hear that.
She's not trying to diss nobody. Like,
nah.
Like Cardi.
Thank God.
I don't care for Cardi's music like that. Not like that. It's all right.
But Cardi have to, she got fucking writing, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Nicki did a lot of her writing, if not the most of it. They tried to say Safari was doing
Safari.
Yeah, because that's what she was dating.
Yeah. Right?
And you know they say
he was
writing her shit.
Yeah, he was writing her shit. Some of it.
But I think
you could tell by the flow a little bit
mm-hmm.
on some of the songs.
Yeah. But this shit right here went crazy.
This song used to be on, so we used to do a spin
mm-hmm.
on Friday nights, and so they had a bar side and the club mm-hmm. side, and so Blaze had made like a mix CD or whatever
mm-hmm.
to play
mm-hmm.
on the bar side, and this song was on it. Right. I'm sorry, I used to have to listen to this shit 3 times a night, being right. on that damn bar side.
Yeah, right.
Shit.
But this that right through me, did it on them. That shit, they used to play the fuck out mm-hmm. of that. Super Bass. Your Love. That Your Love shit. Mm-hmm. I used to like that video.
That whole album, really.
Yeah, I love that video because it was the, she did that Samurai shit. Well, I be damned.
Yo, watch these two, you see these two stiff arms? Yo, this nigga 6'7", 300 pounds, yo. This shit ain't fair. This is why they don't let they have a weight limit on in kids football.
I should have picked that song.
He just did two grown ass men like this. Cause
yeah,
I'm
that's
sorry.
Fucked up.
Watch this first stiff arm though.
Yeah,
first was disrespectful.
Yeah, he ain't had to get like that. this one was worse.
Boom, that's worse. That's the first thing he's saying in bounds. And this one, this one right here. Boom.
He's trying to bother the ball. Like, man, hold up.
It's a big dude, bro.
For real, man.
Oh man.
Sorry,
y'all. Yeah, sorry, y'all. We watched
it. Should be a defensive end or something, man.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to
Nicki. Also, same day, same year, Kanye dropped "My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy," which a lot of people say is his best album ever. And you agree? Disagree?
I don't know.
You take "Life of Pablo" instead?
Who, me?
Mm-hmm.
I might personally, but this got a whole lot of good songs on. I listened to it, but I didn't listen to it when it came out, mm-hmm. so I didn't get it in it.
Right? Yeah.
The reason I got "Tidal" is because of the "Life of Pablo."
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't have been on streaming
if it wasn't
for that album. So okay. I got that for because that album was exclusive mm-hmm. to that. So
yeah.
But this right here do got a lot of like. Like this song right here is just crazy.
Yeah, when I bought this album, it came with a DVD.
Uh-huh. Right. With all the videos on it?
No, remember he did the little mini movie shit.
Okay.
And it had that on it. So
mm-hmm.
I watched that and after I listened to the album, but it made me like the album even more. And Kanye is a creative genius. At this time, the shit he was addressing, like, mm-hmm. it was just fucking great. His beats, of course, mm-hmm. all his beats was hard. He even let RZA produce a joint on this motherfucker. RZA did "So Appalled."
Oh yeah.
"Devil in the Blue Dress" got to be one of the hardest beats I ever heard in my life. Like mm-hmm. it's one of them like. Whenever you hear it, that shit just make you gotta bob your head to that shit. "Runaway" was dope.
And the song with Jay-Z.
"All of the Lights" went fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
"Power" did too.
Mm-hmm.
The intro to this shit was hard. Like the intro to the fucking album, because Nicki Minaj when they talking in her animated voice. And then he put on "Monster." She went absolutely bananas on that shit. Mm-hmm. Hell of a Life, Blame Game might be one of the funniest songs ever. But this album, I can't put it over College Dropout. Just because of what College Dropout is to me.
Maybe they say that just for like production and growth and he rap better and all that, you know what I'm saying?
But College Dropout is the wrong. I'm talking about Raw and Cut. Through the Wire till this day is still a song that a lot of motherfuckers don't really know. This son of a bitch was rapping through a wire.
Mm-hmm.
That is so unbelievable. Like, and when after they tell you that, then you go back and listen to it. Mm-hmm. You can hear him talking mm-hmm. through, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't open my mouth, motherfucker, but I'm still gonna rap this mm-hmm. shit. I wonder how much pain he was in rapping that shit. But shout out to Yeezy. Ye. What's his name now? Ye?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
You can call him Yeezy.
I can call him Yeezy.
Yeah, you just can't call him Kanye West.
Oh, mm-hmm. I just can't
he ain't
call
Kanye,
him.
He ain't Kanye West no more.
Oh, but he Yeezy.
He still can be Yeezy.
Oh, fine. Yeah.
Cause that's just a little nickname.
Can I call him Slow?
He passed Slow.
What else can we call him? Shit.
Can't call him broke.
Can't call him that.
He's a wild boy.
He a genius. He a genius goddamn. Wild, with this music shit though. Mm. It's how much more I have installed. So, all of y'all can suck my balls through my drawers. Die or be a hero. Say yourself a couple of villains. For most hated. Would you rather be underpaid or overrated? More victories is for minor league coaches. And yeah, I already told you we made you cockroaches. Listen, fuck what they talk about, man. Jay get on anybody's shit, they go fucking crazy.
Yep.
That's Jay. Like, come on, man. That nigga like Hammer 30 million can't hurt me. Like the shit he said in this motherfucking song, mm-hmm. man. Dark Knight. And then when you watch the movie, you see the Dark Knight become the villain. He say all that shit. Mm-hmm. He live long enough to become the villain, all that shit, man. Like, Jay a superhero when it come to rap, man. Mm-hmm. Fuck out of here. I'll be a whole Avenger. God damn it. Fuck shit. I'm a whole Avenger, man. That's my guy, man. You know how I feel about that dude when it comes to that music shit, mm-hmm. man. I own all his shit just like I own all Nas shit. But like, you know what I'm saying? You can't deny the dude. And for Kanye to have him right there with him all those years.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, but Kanye elevated him too. Mm-hmm. So they did, you know what I'm saying? And Watch the Throne still might be one of the fucking best albums ever. Like them niggas just did hella did great music. You know what I'm saying? You can't deny that shit with them two niggas, man. Shout out to Ye and Nicki. 30 years ago, Far Side. I know you don't remember that, B.
Come on, man.
Lab Cabin, California.
Who the what and what?
That was the name of the album.
Nah.
Lab Cabin, California. But them, Far Side and Souls of Mischief was the first ones from Cali that I remember that wasn't on that gangster shit. They was just rapping about, you know, regular shit. Because I remember seeing the Running video come on Rap City. And like, what the fuck is these niggas? What are they talking about? But then, you know, once it made it into the top 10 and they start playing it every week, shit kind of hard.
Hey, it's a, go ahead and I'll tell you.
No, go ahead.
It's a little boy, a little white boy named Miles.
Mm-hmm.
He probably about 8 or 9 now, mm-hmm. but he was like 5 or 6.
Mm-hmm.
And he played all the instruments.
Yeah.
He do all of the programming mm-hmm. on like the computer and shit like that. And he had redid this beat and the song sounds and all mm-hmm. of that, even the singing, the hook, all that. He did that shit on his own.
Mm.
Shit crazy.
But this that type of music, man. Shit. They keep running away. Far Side was alright with you, man. They was on a different type of vibe. Mm-hmm. So like I said,
it's the backwards video. Where they do everything backwards?
They walking backwards.
Yeah, that's it. This one. Uh-huh. Right, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Damn sure is. But they, I'm talking about, is this a Dilla beat? I think this is a Dilla beat.
Probably is.
I think this is a Dilla beat. It sounds like Jay Dilla. But wasn't Dilla from Detroit?
Yeah.
But Detroit and Cali always, I mean, had their own. They always had a.
They have airplanes, so.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying they always had the, like, that connection.
They did?
Oakland and Detroit.
That's where the Far Side from, Oakland?
Sound like it. Some, around that way somewhere, problem. They usually tell you in their bio, but they ain't telling me. Oh, no, they from L.A.
Okay.
Yeah, they from L.A. They keep running away. But, of course, the song off of this that really, really, really took them. Oh, no, this that song not even on there.
This the song
Drop,
right here?
Drop was my shit, too. Because Passing Me By was on the first album. That shit came out in 92. But Drop might be the video that was in the backwards.
Conscious rap.
Passing Me By. No,
Passing Me By wasn't backwards. Drop might have been the backwards joint.
Yeah, it was Drop.
Yeah,
it was Drop.
Drop. Yeah, Drop was my shit too. Cause that's the song I really didn't understand.
Drop.
Yeah, I had to listen to it 100 times to figure out what they was talking about. Yeah, man. Shout out to the Far Side.
Right.
They had a, well, they did their own thing. I'm sure, like, even when you got motherfucking groups out of California, them niggas probably was going platinum in just California.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like, as far as them blowing nationwide, that shit never really mattered to them, probably. They didn't get all their money out of California.
Mm-hmm.
They sell a million records in the state and be straight. They go platinum in the crib.
Oh, Drop was on here?
Yeah. This beat right here was tough too.
Yeah, this is the one right here. Mm-hmm. You say this was how long?
30.
So this was 95.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Was in high school.
I think I had on the same video chill with LL.
You probably do. I got one of their videos on tape too. Yeah.
Thirty-5 years ago.
Nah. LL. We gonna do Mr.
Oh, yeah,
Smith.
Oh yeah, you said LL.
Yeah, we gonna do Mr. Smith. Since we got a LL fan in the crib. But this was, LL was trying to change with the times. Cause he was coming off of Mama Said Knock You Out, 14 Shots to the Dome. Like, those the previous albums to this one. You know what I'm saying? So, Pink Cookies in a Plastic Bag, Backseat of My Jeep, all that shit was.
Right.
So now he going into this. Hey Lover, you got one of the hottest R&B groups in the world on this joint with you.
Yeah. Doing it.
This the lead single off the motherfucker.
Yeah.
Doing it. I shot you.
I need Love. Classic. I need Love was a classic, bro.
Lounging. But I shot you in the remix. Probably one of the hardest posse cuts. Didn't that make the posse cut list?
I can't remember. I
think that made the posse cut list. But this shit right here, Prodigy went absolutely crazy on this shit. And this shit got there, had a bass line out of this fucking world, man.
Ain't Keith Murray on that shit?
Uh-huh. He's the first one. I'm here to make a dollar out of 15 cents. People sing like I'm on the toilet I had two of his albums too.
Absolutely.
You had to have his first two.
Yeah.
You had to have The Most Beautifulest Thing in This World.
And Enigma.
Enigma, yeah.
Yeah, I had Enigma.
You had to have them too.
Shout out to Keith Murray.
I listen to a mixture right now. I listen to everything right
now. That's where we at. Like, we have I have to keep from going crazy.
Right.
Because everybody else sounded the same. If I hear Take Me Through There one more damn time, I'm goddamn go crazy.
Right.
Take Me Through There. Take Me Through There.
Keep doing the dance.
She gone.
Right. Keith Murray, for some reason, he called me Black.
When? Just now?
No, he be in the studio. He be like, what up, Black?
Oh, really?
I'm like, damn, my name. Nah, you nigga, you Black.
L, just like call him the gatekeeper.
Yeah.
He's the gatekeeper. L got too many connections.
They do.
He got too many fucking connections, man. Illuminati for my mind, soul, and my body. Secret society trying to keep down me.
Y'all heard the new Mobb Deep album?
Yeah. Cheryl, the chick that emailed, she co-hosts another show.
Oh, okay.
And I said I hadn't listened to it yet, and she emailed me, and she was like, ain't no goddamn way, boy, what is wrong with you? So I had to go listen to it immediately after that.
Yeah, true.
And I had to report back the next week on what I thought. But it was dope.
Yeah,
like, it's dope, man. Havoc did his big one on that one. But yeah, man, shout out to LL.
Yeah, Big Noid underrated too, though.
Oh, absolutely.
He always been underrated.
But he always went crazy on Mobb Deep shit, though.
But he made all his money with them.
Yeah, he always.
They childhood friends. They childhood friends.
He always
spit
a mean verse on every Mobb Deep album. Right. He got a fucking verse on there that you can't just deny.
Right.
Yeah, man.
Right. You can't deny it, bro.
Yeah, man.
Can't deny it. He the most underrated, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Him and Street Life, Wu-Tang. Underrated.
Yeah, man. But Reg, man, I'm glad you was able to join me today, man. You welcome anytime. You want to come on and just shoot the shit and talk about music?
Right.
We going into 2026, which means 30 years from 1996, which we have coined the greatest year of hip hop.
Right.
Which actually got me my start on the podcast.
Right.
So we get to relive all those beautiful moments again next year.
Right.
Because like they shout out to DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast.
Right.
Wanted to do a show on the year 1996 in hip hop.
Right.
So my brother Be Easy reached out and said, hey man, I know you ain't never been on no podcast, but I was an avid fan of his and I was interacting with him, emailing all that. He was like, I want you to come on the show for this one because we talking about music.
Right.
And it was a great fucking episode. I listen to it every once in a while just to, you know, for nostalgic purposes, because everybody, and it play back in my mind, everybody in there with their phone and they going through shit and I'm just sitting there. I have my phone out and we talk about albums, we talk about DJs, we talk about producers, we talk about who did what number the song was on CD. These motherfuckers just looking at me like, how the hell do you remember all that shit? I was like, I don't know, man. And that parlayed into me getting this show. So, yeah, man. So we going into year 5 on the back of that. And I tell these boys all the time, I appreciate them. But it's the language of, like, it's just, music is a universal language that you can disagree or agree with somebody and it makes a great conversation.
It does, always.
Because of the difference of what you take from it, like everybody interpret art different.
Right.
And I take something one way, you might take it a different way. Right. You debate that and, you know.
Make it a conversation.
Yeah. Right. Just like I remember, I'm going to get out of here after this, a conversation my guy Be Easy and Derek Taylor had in high school. And I'll never forget it because it was about Reasonable Doubt. And
it was written.
DT is an avid Nas, but DT love rap, period. Yeah. And him and Be Easy got into it about Jay-Z and Nas. And DT told him, and I quote, JK Nas, and that was the end of the conversation. When he said, that shit, I was just like, he damn sure did.
Yeah, I gave you power.
He's like, JK never do no shit like that. And man, I till this day, I talked to both of these boys about the conversation because I would never, we was at lunch. We all was just in the courtyard. And
these niggas, I thought we was at a football game.
No. Was we at a football game?
I thought we was in
the
stands at a football game.
Right.
We might have been.
We was at Florence. I don't know if we was playing West Florence.
We was playing somebody, but whoever it was, you're right. We was at a football game.
We was at Florence.
But boy, that conversation was, it got heated. Because Brandon was, boy, B-Easy was not having that shit. Jay was Jay. God damn it. Jay the man, God damn it. Nas can't fuck with Jay. DC said, man, Nas got a song. He'll talk about himself being a good, yo. And the conversation was over. Is it Brandon,
I was just like, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. Just wait.
We'll see. Yeah, but like conversations like that, like shit, we always talked about shit like that. We always debated it. We always had these conversations. And you know, I get to do it every week now. Because me and this dude, we like to say shit, but we don't see how to do a lot of shit when it comes to this music shit. Mm-hmm. Because I love Nas and Ether One. Mm-hmm. And you see what I'm saying?
I like them both though.
Yeah, like the whole battle was just epic.
Right.
Like, but Ether was that knockout punch, man.
Yeah.
Tybo Ho. Shit. And the best part about those days, couldn't fact check none of that shit. You just had to go with what was said. Like Jay say, nigga, rubbers on your baby seat. Like, God damn.
There you go.
Yeah, this some cold shit. But that what made the battle the greatest. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. But Reggie, again, I appreciate you, man. Tell them where they can find you. Tell them what you got coming down the pipeline. Name your show, where you going, you know.
You can find me on Facebook as Reginald Dollard. That's my whole name. I also have a company that I have with my brand, shirt line called Motivated. I do shirts and hats.
Mm.
And I got a website called HatsWeAre.com.
HatsWeAre.com. Word, man.
And as far as the podcast, I'm trying to get started. You know, in the near future sometime.
Well, you definitely let us know. Yeah. And let me know if I can ever come on, join, you know.
Right.
Offer you any advice. We a phone call away, man. Exactly. But welcome to the Crux Media family.
Right.
And we here for you, brother. Anything you need from anytime, the Music Jones podcast. Like I said, anytime you want to just come on, if you got something you want to talk about music wise, or you know what I'm saying, just let me know and we'll get you in here, man.
All right. Appreciate that.
Easy.
Yeah.
Appreciate you as always, brother. Tell them where they can find you.
Every Monday and Wednesday on the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. And yeah, that's it.
That's it. Oh, and you can catch them slinging them cars like, wait.
Oh, yeah. Moving units in the city. We got a lot of them. You know what I'm saying?
Units in the city. Yeah. That's a shout out.
Shout out.
Units in the city. Mm. But yeah, man. It's your boy Jones. Y'all know where to find me. But y'all can email the show at musicjonespodcast@gmail.com. Shout out to Cheryl for the email. Cheryl, let me know when y'all got a weekend, man. Have some of these heated conversations. But that's it. Instagram, you know, Music Jones Podcast. It's your boy Jones. Till next week. Peace.